From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Congress reconvenes today for a lame duck session in the middle of a changed political landscape. Republicans will take control of the House in January. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats will try now to move their critical items, including possibly last-chance legislation.
Until House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gives up her gavel to presumptive GOP successor John Boehner, she and her fellow Democrats still have a big, albeit lame duck, majority in the House. The first bill they'll try to pass gives $250 to every recipient of Social Security. Republicans are expected to oppose the nearly $13 billion measure. Senate Democrats still have a 59-seat majority, and they'll try this week to bring up a long-stalled food safety bill, another boosting natural gas-powered and electric vehicles, and one more cracking down on pay discrimination. The Senate's also expected to act before the House on the fate of the Bush-era tax cuts that expire at year's end. Another battle is likely over efforts to extend long-term unemployment benefits for some 2 million people that run out in 2 weeks. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
President Obama will meet with congressional leaders of both parties at the White House this week. Republican House leaders have indicated tax cuts are their main priorities. Mr. Obama says he wants to get a sense of how the lawmakers would pay for these. The president's just returned from his 10-day trade and diplomatic trip to Asia. Haiti's president is calling on Haitians to do all they can to stop the spread of cholera as the death toll from the disease outbreak rises to more than 900 people. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the Haitian Health Ministry has announced more than 14,500 people have been hospitalized for cholera since the epidemic began 3 weeks ago.
President René Préval told Haitians on Sunday to regularly wash their hands and make sure they thoroughly cook their food to avoid spreading the cholera bacteria. Cholera has now been detected in 6 of Haiti's 10 provinces. The majority of the fatalities remain in the Central Plateau region near the Artibonite River, but more and more cases are turning up in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Health officials worry that the deadly disease could spread rapidly through the crowded camps for more than 1 million earthquake survivors in and around the capital. Despite parts of the country getting hit by a hurricane earlier this month and the ongoing cholera outbreak, Haitian officials say presidential elections slated for November 28th will go forward as scheduled. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Democracy activist and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has greeted friends and supporters at her home in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. Suu Kyi has been under house arrest for 7 years. This was lifted over the weekend. She's now calling for political liberty for dissidents. She's also calling for compromise among different political parties in Myanmar and the country's ruling military government. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Saudi Arabia say about 3 million Muslims from around the world are making the Hajj today. The religious pilgrims began climbing Mount Arafat at daybreak, calling out their pledges to God. The Hajj is a journey required of every able Muslim at least once during his or her lifetime. The mountain is where the Prophet Muhammad gave his farewell sermon and a place where prayers and forgiveness are said to be offered. Worshippers also trace the Prophet's steps on their own climbs. A strong caffeinated alcoholic beverage that has been banned in 4 states will soon be unavailable in a 5th, the state of New York. From member station WNYC in New York City, Mark Garber reports.
A can of the drink, 4 Loco, can have as much alcohol as several beers and is already illegal for sale in Michigan, Washington, Utah, and Oklahoma because it is considered potentially harmful. And now New York Governor David Paterson and the State Liquor Authority have announced an agreement with the brews manufacturer, Chicago-based Fusion Projects, to stop shipping the drink to New York. The company says it wants to be known for cooperation, not controversy. The state has already struck a deal with its largest beer distributors to stop selling caffeinated alcoholic beverages altogether as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reviews their safety. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
Police in Utah are investigating a deadly car accident that occurred earlier this month, killing 2 people. They want to know if the Toyota Camry the victims were in had problems with its gas pedal. A spokesman for the Utah Highway Patrol says there are skid marks at the scene of the crash, indicating the driver tried to brake, but the car plowed through an intersection. You're listening to NPR News.
Support.